Big news, everyone. I'm excited to announce my new show, Something Wrong With The Podcast. Imagine your intrusive thoughts taking the lead with solving your problems. Every week, I'll cover something wrong with the culture, and then more importantly, try to solve your problems. Call in at 877-557-SWWP to leave a voicemail. Here's a little sneak peek of the first episode. Enjoy. So I put together a list of my personal ins and outs for 2025. And I'm really curious to know what you guys think about my ins and outs. So let's jump in here. Out. Adjusting your balls. I do it all the time. I'm trying to work on it. In. All three ball brothers. Look, we were hyping up LaMelo certified. Kid's an all-star. He's a beast. I see in the NBA all-star voting, he is always at the top. He's one of the most followed Instagram basketball players on Instagram. He's up there. He's just a good guy. He's funny. He's young. He's rich. He has all these videos of him peeling out of the Hornets garage, almost like killing a fan that his jersey he just signed, just fishtailing and bumping into like the fucking Uber drivers that are next to him. I love his energy. Obviously, Lonzo, it's hard to have a career like LaMelo, but Lonzo is in the league and he's playing in the league. He's a good basketball player. I don't think anyone would argue against that. We're looking at the third head of the snake. What's that thing in Harry Potter? Fluffy? We're looking at the third head of Fluffy, or that meme with the dragon where the one is like the tough dragon, like the cool dragon, and like the one that's like a little slow. He's very slow. Jello's been that third dragon. Those days are over. He's back on top. Look, my man Jello signed a great deal. And it's funny, I've been seeing people think that his deal is guaranteed $8 million. Hilarious that people think that that's how record deals work. It's not the NBA. There's no guaranteed money. That's in advance, which basically means he owes them that money back. But I'm not trying to poo-poo his parade. I mean, this is incredible for him. I love what he's done. That song is incredible. The tweaker. So I'm just saying, the kid, he's back. All ball brothers are back. I've been critical of LeVar over the years. I still feel like everything I said is right. But look, he's 3 for 3. These kids are all successes. I hope Def Jam, that's the only, I'd say up to this point, the only mistake he made is going to Def Jam. You have a record like that. I understand the appeal of getting that much money up front, but Jello doesn't seem like he needs that much. Like, he didn't need that money to live. You know what I mean? I think he could have worked, not a better deal financially, maybe not as financially lucrative for him, but better in terms of having a team and just being with a label and a group that's a little more seasoned than what's going on at Def Jam. Def Jam's that's a tough place to sign right now. That's like, I'm trying to think of a sports, that's like signing with the Jets now.
Only advice I really need is really, like, I've been dating my girl for almost 4 years now. We have a great relationship. Sex is great and everything, but ever since we've been having sex, she's told me that, you know, she wants me to start dirty talking, dirty sex, and I feel uncomfortable, you know. Mm-hmm. I just didn't, not uncomfortable, but I don't want to feel cringy. That's really my problem.
Then you lick the shit out of her. She says the same thing back. Just keep licking, bro. You can't talk if you're licking. The real thing is, why are you talking? Something should be in your mouth. You're in the bed. If you're being romantic, neither of you should be talking. Throw some plastic in your mouth or throw some lips on your mouth. Like, something should be plugged. You shouldn't be exchanging much words, if any at all. Every hole needs to be. This is your fix. Fill every hole. Can't talk with your holes filled. I'll leave you with that. There you go. Work on that.